It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Art the Second speaking to media over at the stadium. Even as we speak, why don't we go over some of the quotes here, Limits? We don't have them by audio yet, but we will. But people tweeting them out left and right. Give us some of the key ones.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that have been put out there by Jerry Dulac saying that Art Rooney II was willing to take another run at it in 2026 with Mike Tomlin, and that's what I was expecting to talk about yesterday, Art told the media regarding the conversation.
And yet he said he wasn't shocked that this happened either.
Right, that he was not shocked that this is ultimately what happened. Rooney said that he wasn't shocked by the decision, but he was, quote, wasn't expecting the conversation either. He mentioned here was nearer to the end than the beginning. You could see that coming. I wouldn't say I was shocked.
Bob, that sounds a little odd to me. But on one hand, you were expecting to run it back, yet you're not surprised he left.
Now, Dulac also continues.
Well, hold on.
No, what,
go ahead.
What I want to say about that is what I told you at the beginning. I think it was built. There's a reason behind it. You know, whether he's going to spend more time with his family, it was just a burnout, a collective.
No, I hear that, but Art said he expected to run it back, but he's also saying he wasn't shocked.
Well, then he must have known that he was feeling the way he was feeling.
Then why did he?
I don't know.
You're asking me to run it back. Go ahead, Limits.
I'm sorry I cut you off, Bob. I didn't realize your mic was off.
My mic's, I always forget
he's
to put it on.
He's turned into Ron today.
Dulac says, Rooney said Tomlin gave him no indication he wants to continue being a head coach, quote, in the near future. That doesn't seem to be on his radar, end quote.
And that's what I told you. I think he's going to take some time, and whenever that happens, that happens. But I honestly, you know, we'll see if he does television, but my gut tells me he's not going to do that.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, Schefter and everybody have been reporting that he won't coach this year, that he's not part of this coaching cycle. You said, based on conversations you've had with him, just about the whole idea of being on TV, that he didn't seem like that was something he was after.
Right. He strikes me as the kind of guy who doesn't want to go through that whole thing. Even though it's easy money, to be honest, even though it keeps his face involved in the game, he's always going to be involved. If you take a year off, just look at Sean Payton's situation. Same thing. He did some TV. I don't think Mike will, but I do think he will emerge in time as a head coach someplace else. That's in his DNA, and he wants to do that.
What else you got there, Limitless Wonder?
Rooney saying, I think it will most likely affect Aaron Rodgers' decision. He came here to play for Mike. So more questions around what the Steelers do at quarterback next year.
Wait, can you repeat that?
Yes. As Jeff Athorn put out there on our 93.7 The Fan Twitter, I think it will most likely affect Aaron Rodgers' decision that Tomlin stepped down. He came here to play for Mike.
Yeah, I think the Aaron Rodgers era was one and done, Bob. Would you agree? I think that's pretty obvious. Who are you texting? Is that Art?
No. He's talking. He doesn't multitask. No. What was your question? I'm sorry.
I don't remember.
I had to respond to that one.
What did I just ask him 2 seconds
about
ago?
About Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Rodgers is clearly one and done.
Yeah, I think so. And regardless of even if Tomlin would have come back, I think he would have been one and done. I still think that. Even though there were indications as the season went on that maybe there could be another year involved here, I think they owe it to themselves and just to try to look in a new direction, develop. Developing quarterbacks is going to be a big thing, and I think whoever's the next head coach is going to have to do that. They didn't do that so well here, and they need to do it. They need to develop much better at that specific position.
Maybe the most notable quote right now, Bob, is from intern Dom. Did you see that one?
No.
You just fired one off. You ready for this, Limits?
I don't know if I am, if it's a Dom tweet.
All of you who helped run Mike Tomlin out of town better hope the Steelers get the next head coach hire right. That's intern Dom, to which our very own Josh Rountree responds, not winning a playoff game for nearly a decade is what ran Mike Tomlin out of town. I'm on the Rountree tree there. How about you?
Fully agree. Rountree is correct. Dom is out of
touch.
Well,
Dom is cut from the Mike Greenberg cloth here in that Greenie from ESPN tweeting out, I speak from experience as a Jets fan. You better be careful what you wish for, that type of thing. I wish for one competitive playoff game in the next 9 years. Doesn't seem like much.
No, and I think that, you know, it goes both ways on that, too. I mean, you can make the right choice. Just look at what happened in this past offseason when you had coaching candidates like Ben Johnson, who was high on the list of a lot of people and immediately took that team to a different level. Vrabel, he was somewhat recycled, but he still had, you know, the knowledge that comes with moving on. You can get it right pretty quickly and do some things that make that happen. Also, Liam Cohen, nobody thought he was going to be able to turn around. Now, I know they lost out at the end. Trevor Lawrence and Justin Herbert have been around for a long time, and none of them have anything to show for it. So it is a difficult task, but I do believe that you can change things here within the next couple of years. It's not going to be overnight because I think the quarterback still has a lot to do with it. And if you don't get that right, eventually.
Yeah, man. Again, I'll come back to this idea that this is a wildly attractive job. No quarterback. An aging, and I might add, I didn't add this before, very expensive and aging defense. That's problematic.
Yeah, but they can, you know, in time, move on from that. They still have, I think, $30 million to spend this year. That cap keeps going up pretty liberally. So there's ways to get out of contracts as well. There's dead money hits, certainly.
Would you trade TJ Watt, Bob?
If I can get the right price, absolutely I would.
Yeah, I certainly.
I mean,
would.
I thought that was a possibility the last time we went through this. I really did. I thought it was either that. There's nothing also bad about franchising guys. You know, if you're not sure about 4 years from now, then franchise guys. They've done it. You know, they did it to who is it? Max Starks. He got franchised twice.
Yeah.
So you can utilize that. They seem not to be, interested in doing that a lot of the time. Reluctant to do it, but I would do it if it's in that situation. It is a business.
Man, right now that TJ Watt contract looks horrible, does it not?
But he still has something there, I think, that could sure. help teams that are close. You know, Von Miller, when he went to Buffalo at the time, was a big add to them. It helped them a lot, and he was later in his career. So there are teams that would pay for that, I think, if you put him on the market eventually.
Rooney says Tomlin's decision was more family-related than football-related. What are we to read into that, Bob?
Just as I said, burnout. I want to be around his family more there. And I know firsthand that he had to miss a lot of things that he wanted to see with some of his kids.
Sure, but they're all grown up now.
Yes, but they're still very active. Harley's a really good gymnast. And, you know, there are things that he's had to not go to because of it. Now, he's tried, I know, to get to some of these things. And, you can understand that. I sometimes look back in my life and I think, how much did I miss? I tried to be as present as I could, but you do miss
for
things.
Sure, but you usually hear that when the kids are young. That's just family related. Makes me wonder. I hope everything is good with the family.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, that's what I said. I don't think this had anything to do with whether or not he thinks he can still coach. He was just to the point where he needed a break. Part of that break is being with his family. I think that's reasonable.
I'm not saying it's not reasonable. I'm saying it just strikes me, and I wonder what that's about. Is it about the family? Like, was it Cabali who said earlier, the fire Tomlin chants and all the negativity around town affecting his family? I just wonder what that means.
That could fall under the umbrella of family, yes. I think that does become an issue. When you hear it enough and it intensifies, it does affect your family.
What else limits?
Art did say that there is no one on the current coaching staff that is being considered a candidate to become the head coach. So Artie Smith or Trell Austin, none of them are considered.
Again, it's not like it was when LeBeau and Arians were here. And they were key components of that at the time, and they wanted to keep them both, and they did.
Russ Grimm was going to be their coach until Tomlin blew them away in the interview. Was literally hired, basically, to be the coach.
Basically, yes. And then you go through this process, you just don't know who you're going to.
Well, I'm glad to hear that
Artie
Smith won't
be the next coach.
He also
said it was
going to
be a matter
coach.
Of weeks. That they, you know, there are things in place that they can speed up, but also things in place that make them slow down this process. But,
yeah.
You know, the last three times they've done it, it's been rather quickly. So I don't know they have a draft coming up too. They want to get this stuff done before that. That this person has a lot to do with what they do in the draft, or will. So
for sure. Anything else right now? We're going to listen to this whole thing coming up. Played it in its entirety for you. What else you got, O Limitless Wonder?
Yeah, I mean, those are the main highlights of it so far. I saw the same thing that you did regarding this being more of a family decision than a coaching decision as well. And how will it ultimately affect Aaron Rodgers? That's a big question mark, but nothing jarring.
I don't even think that's a question mark anymore. I mean, Rodgers came here for Tomlin. I think the Aaron Rodgers era ended yesterday 100% as well.
I think for good, or do you think he's still searching for another
possibility? Maybe he'll play again, but 100% in Pittsburgh, it's done.
There could be a team. You know, I saw the Vikings yesterday said they're going to bring in a veteran presence to challenge J.J. McCarthy. Could it be him? Because they flirted with him in this past offseason. Maybe that's something.
The Vikings would be very interesting. You might be right about that, Bob.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Who among these other candidates that everybody is mentioning intrigues you, Bob? Who jumps off the page so far? And you too, Limits. Anybody? Is it this Nate Shielhouse, this 35-year-old guy who they say might skip the whole coordinator thing, which Tomlin almost did.
Yeah, he was a coordinator for one year. Right. Chris Shula's also been a coordinator, I think, for 1 year. He's been with the Rams for a long time in multiple roles.
I'm in favor of Shielhouse just for the English accent, Bob. It's unbelievable. He was over, you know, are you aware of his story?
Yeah.
He was with NFL Europe and things like that.
International pathway system.
Do we have some quotes from him, Limits? No?
No, but the fact that he's a defensive coordinator, the number one defense in the NFL, and where he started this and where it is now, it's pretty remarkable, yes.
I also sent you and Limit some quotes from Neil Shielhouse before the show.
I saw them. Yeah, I like that. I love the accent too.
Any other jabs you want to throw out there, buddy?
No, I just want the clips.
How about the full Art Rooney?
Okay. We'll do that next.
Let's do it next.
We'll start in on that next. Okay, Bob. Who does jump out to you? Marcus Freeman apparently having a 1 p.m. news conference today. He probably will say I'm here for.
And he's going to get an announcement that he's made a lot more money.
Man, I think he would be, like I said before.
He has that CEO type of mentality, that leadership that those guys were. Plus, he looks the role, too, if that matters at all. He's one of those guys you look to and you say, that's a strong person.
Walks into a room and owns the room.
Now, I also
said, that's the guy I'm looking for.
How about Brian Flores? Brian Flores, I was going to say. Tomlin brought him in and they let him go. And a lot of people at the time thought he should have stuck around and take over the D.C. role. But he's a guy who I think has established himself as a very smart defensive guy. Can he, then bring in the right people offensively? That'll be on him. I think, again, Shula's a good one. I also like, this Matt LaFleur flirtation is interesting to me because I don't know where he stands with them, in Green Bay. If he became available, would you be interested in him?
Absolutely.
So would I.
I would be interested in him.
We had a lot of people call us last night and say, look what he's done in the postseason. I said, every coach has these blemishes on it. Even the most successful ones have losses.
He doesn't have 7 straight losses where they got blown off the field.
No, but
they're usually very competitive even when they lose.
This year that never has been done before, and that he had, 10-point leads or more with 5.
Develop that quarterback, I can tell you.
Well,
that.
That's a big part of it, developing. So I think that's a guy I'd be interested
in. How about Stefanski for both of you? Any interest, Bob?
Yes. I have interest in Stefanski.
First of all, I don't think he's the problem in Cleveland. They fired the wrong guy. They probably should have fired Andrew Berry.
The owner should have fired himself.
Or that too. So he could definitely be in the mix. Although, how old is he, by the way? Is he still, not that that matters.
Can you look that up, Limits? You're the beat writer.
Yeah, Stefanski's just 43.
I'd say another
he's
guy
only
like,
43?
He's young.
Right. If you want another guy who's, I think,
holy
proven himself,
milk,
we went
Bob.
To Seattle. How about Clint Kubiak?
Well, let's talk about Stefanski for a minute here, because here's a guy who at least at home has figured out how to beat the Steelers, without a quarterback.
They've beaten the Steelers with Shedeur Sanders, DTR, Jameis Winston.
Imagine if this guy had a quarterback.
Yeah, and Jacoby Brissett.
He did. He had Baker Mayfield, and he won a playoff game here and beat Tomlin.
And it wasn't his decision to move on from Baker Mayfield either. So.
Well, it certainly wasn't his decision to bring in Deshaun Watson.
No, and you're lassoed with that. How does it not affect you?
I would be very interested in Stefanski, even though there have been times when he's coached against the Steelers where I said, what the hell is this guy doing?
But do you think the knowledge he has about the division and his, I think that
the
is.
The fact he's only 43 blows me away.
That's why I ask. I knew he was still young. I couldn't remember what he was. But
Plus, it's a good offensive mind.
Would they do it, Bob? Would the whole Cleveland thing be weird?
Where did Chuck Noll come from? Chuck Noll was, I don't think it does matter. I think it's what they believe is the best person through the interview process.
He was born in Pennsylvania, Bob. How about that? I bet you didn't know that. Neither did Limits.
He seems like a all-around good guy, too. Everybody I've talked to that works with him or covers him in Cleveland has said a lot of good things about him.
I think he's an interesting, very interesting candidate who would be near the top of my list.
And would he bring Schwartz as his defensive coordinator?
Would he bring Miles Garrett in a trade for T.J. Watt? And then T.J. could get $42 million
a year. How would that be responded?
Where did Stefanski play college football, Limits? Wrong. Penn.
That's a good school.
Yeah.
Limits is smart, man.
Limits is mad at me now.
A lot of people throw out the name Jesse Minter. He's also a younger guy.
I saw odds listed, and he was second or third behind who? Now I don't see it.
Probably
Brian
Shula.
Flores and Shula.
Yeah. Shula's at the top of a lot of lists.
Jesse Minter, you like that one?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, I've lost track.
We know Tomlin thinks that Jesse Minter is, you know, the second coming of Bill Belichick on defense.
I know. Listen, if they brought in Jesse Minter and Joe Flacco, Tomlin would come back and coach the team.
How about this name, Robert Saleh?
Not interested. That Jets thing, I don't think he bathed himself in glory. He's a good defensive coordinator. I don't know about head coach.
Okay.
You?
No, I wouldn't do it. I just
Jeff Hafley, formerly a Pitt man?
I mean, he's done well. I you know, Kurt Cignetti, we had a long discussion last night about Kurt Cignetti. My question would be, why would he leave that? He is right now somebody who's done something no one's ever done. They're lavishing him with money, not only him personally, but his entire NIL.
How about Larry Foote or Antoine Randall L?
I would at least talk to them.
So would I.
I would.
You talk about force of personality. There's two guys.
Antoine
right
Randall
there.
L is a very smart dude. Yeah. So is Larry Foote, but they're both in coaching right now, and they need.
Remember my fight with Antoine Randall L, Bob?
I remember of it. Yeah, not the specifics.
Yeah, it doesn't matter now. All these years later, he was a great guy. Is a great guy and a really sharp guy, and has that kind of personality that people want to follow. How about Shula? How about Chris Shula?
I wouldn't be again because he spent so much time with McVay. Some of that stuff's got to rub off. He understands how it works. He's been elevated to a role. McVay trusts him. I think that's an important component of this, too.
How about Harbaugh?
No, I'm not doing that. Although Steve Bisciotti yesterday had an interesting comment.
Oh, do we have that Wonder Twin?
Because I think, you know, he's not shy about airing opinions down there, too. And he's pretty much...
Well, he was doing his news conference when news broke of
right,
this, right?
News broke. And so,
what do we have from that?
This is what the Ravens owner had to say when the news broke.
Mike Tomlin stepped down at Pittsburgh.
He did? Is it official?
That's what I keep hearing. So, is he a candidate here?
Holy Mike, wouldn't that be awesome?
That is great. And he said, only if
Harbaugh goes there. So, that's not going to happen.
Tremendous.
He also said at the end of that, he didn't like that chest pumping and the kiss thing.
He did?
Yeah, I don't know if he said that kiddingly or not. He just said, that's not my cup of tea, basically.
I think it might have been kidding, but
maybe.
Who knows? Stefanski, the fact that I now know he's only 43, two-time coach of the year, although when that happened, I said he didn't deserve it, so I have to own that. But I also love the way he worked with Baker Mayfield. I would be very intrigued if I was Art by Stefanski's ability to beat this team constantly in Cleveland with no quarterback. Like, how were you doing that?
Well, with a
other
good
than,
defense,
other
mostly.
Than, other than the Steelers' own incompetence.
Yeah, I think he's a legit candidate. He's already interviewed like three different times.
I think they should absolutely interview him, and he's near the top of my list
right
now.
Once this news occurred yesterday, I think a lot of guys who, if they had a thought they were going to one place or were close to making a decision, would pound on the brakes and say, wait a minute, let's see what I can do here.
Who tops your list, Wonder Twin?
Honestly, it's Stefanski. Which would be kind of insane to think that the Cleveland Browns head coach that was just fired would be the next Steelers head coach. But I wanted a young offensive mind that can work with a young quarterback, whether it be in 26 or 27. He's also somebody who's been there, done that guy as a head coach, knows the division, knows the AFC, has done more with less.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a defensive head coach. Like, if they hire Brian Flores, I'm okay with it. If they hire Shula, I'm okay with it. But I think that the way that the NFL is trending now, you need a young offensive mind to lead your offense. And if it's just as a coordinator, that guy's likely going to be a head coach in 3-4 years. If it's an offensive-minded head coach, like a Shanahan, McVay, Ben Johnson, I like the foundation that they can build.
There have been, I know of at least one other former Browns coach who did pretty well when he his next stop, Bob. You might remember him, Belichick?
Yes, but no, that's not going to happen, is it?
No, I'm just saying.
Maybe his former girlfriend Browns can come in and be chief operating officer.
I didn't mean to suggest, to intimate that I wanted him here. No, not at all. Maybe Mike Pettine or Hugh Jackson? Let's get to, or Freddie Kitchens might be available, Bob. I don't know.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.